That makes it time for Dungeness Car Talk, and it's Jason this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Jason. Good morning, Charlie. How are you this morning?
Since we need the rainfall and to cool things off a little bit and clean things up for this weekend and all the things going on, I'll take the rainfall. Well, it's a good day.
It definitely cooled things off. It's kind of pleasant out there.
75 degrees as I look at the thing right now.
Now that the big rain has passed, if you were out in the rain and it was raining hard on your car and you couldn't see out the windshield because your windshield wipers weren't working. Charlie, this morning, it's a good morning to swing by Dungeness Family of Autos, Dungeness Toyota, or Dungeness Ford, and get yourself a new set of wipers.
I think I've heard someplace, maybe on this program, that is the least expensive safety upgrade you can give to your car.
I think there are probably more than a few listeners out there with wipers flapping around right now who probably
would agree with you. Oh, it does happen, doesn't it?
It really does. So, the great thing about our maintenance at Dungeness, we work on all makes, all models, and no appointment necessary. However, if you do want to make an appointment, you could go either onto DungeessToyota.com and make an appointment, or Dungeness Ford online and make an appointment.
Yep, but you'll change those wipers out with no appointment.
Oh, just no do appointment that right on the service necessary drive. For anything. No, you can drop by. We've got great lounges stocked with all kinds of goodies, all kinds of snacks, large screen televisions, Wi-Fi. Or if you want to schedule things out a little bit, take advantage of the appointments on our websites.
I got an idea. Why don't they come in, make an appointment, first of all, for a $9.95 oil change. While they're at it, rotate the tires and check the wipers.
That's like a trifecta.
It could be. Yeah.
Right there.
So, you win.
And especially, if you're one of those people who's driving around right now with that exclamation point, on your dashboard,
yeah,
or that check engine light on your dashboard, come see us at Dungeness Family of Autos.
You'll get them in, get them taken care of in relatively fast order. And
we sure will. $9.95 oil change. Can you imagine that, Charlie?
Only because I've lived through it and watched you guys take it down from a $29.95 oil change to a $19.95 oil change to a $9.95 oil change. Other than that, I wouldn't think it would be possible.
I keep asking Mr. Dungeness how that works, and he keeps saying we make it up in volume.
Well,
does not.
It's a great way to do it, but I get the questions occasionally just because I'm in talking with you guys, and somebody will still stop me, at a local grocery store or whatever. Hey, don't they use used oil when they're giving it?
No. Absolutely fresh synthetic blend oil, up to 5 quarts, a brand new oil filter. You get the labor included, and we do a thorough check of your vehicle while we're doing the oil change, and give you a detailed report on the condition of the tires, the brakes, the fluids, everything that's important to keep your vehicle running for a long, long time.
Yeah, and of course, if you are rotating the tires, your tires will last longer, and you get to do a visual inspection of the brake system while you're there.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, because brakes are an important part of stopping.
But it's really the tread on the tires that actually stops the car.
It really is, yeah. And that's honestly, that's why you should rotate your tires every 5,000 miles and make sure that they're properly inflated, make sure that you're making good contact with the pavement, and take good care of your car. You've sunk some cost into it, and you want it to last a long time, and really, Dungeness Family of Autos, that's part of our mission, is to make sure that you get the most life out of a vehicle.
You have said on this program, and I believe it, for most people, their car is, other than their home, their biggest investment.
I know it is for me.
Yeah.
I plan on getting as much mileage out of my vehicle as possible. I do all of the proper routine maintenance on my vehicle just to make sure everything's in proper working order, and that asset that I'm, frankly still paying on will last me a long, long time.
Well, that's a great way to do it. And, of course, so we've talked about some of the reasons that it will last because you're doing all those proper maintenance things.
Yeah. So, hey, Charlie, if you have a vehicle that is coming to the end of its life, or a vehicle that you're ready to separate from, one thing that we don't talk about enough is Dungeness Family of Autos has a policy: we'll buy your car. You don't have to purchase from us. You don't have to be in the market for a new car.
Just a cash offer.
just a cash offer. We will buy your car. So if you have a vehicle, maybe you have a parent who has stopped driving, or you have a spare vehicle that may be taking up some garage space mm-hmm. that you want to unload, give us a call, 918-333-0900, and we'll take that car off your hands.
That adds a lot to the transparency of that car trade-in buying process.
It really does. And, we sell quite a number of used vehicles every month. The vast majority of our pre-owned vehicles come in either as a we will buy your vehicle or as a low mileage trade. And a good number of the pre-owned vehicles that we have on our lot are what we call Q-certified, giving a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
That's a great deal.
It really is.
You get some that are coming in off of lease, too?
We do. We have program cars, Toyota program and the Ford program cars. Mm-hmm. They're vehicles that have been out on lease or often have been out with our own rental fleet. And they're Toyota certified or Ford certified vehicles. They get the Ford extended or Toyota extended warranty. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to purchase a low mileage vehicle that's been well maintained and still get almost the full warranty.
That's great. That really is taking it out to that way. Hey, I know we got a lot of other car-related things to talk about, but frequently we cover other events and organizations.
And I know we have some friends from Pawhuska who are planning on coming in this morning, and it looks like the rain may have slowed them down, but I'm glad that they've called in.
Yeah, I think so. Taylor, there's a headset in front of you so you can hear what they're having to say.
That's fantastic.
And I'll let you make the introduction while I'm making the telephone connection, okay?
Well, that sounds good.
Who's up?
I'm not sure. We
okay.
have
Well, welcome mystery guest and sign in, please. Okay, I thought I had things going. Good morning, you're on the air. I've still got the line pulled up, but maybe they might have dropped off. I don't.
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi there, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hi, how are you? I wasn't sure who we had this morning.
This is Mike McCartney. And I'm from Pawhuska, and I want to visit about the Uncorked.
Well, tell us a little bit about Uncorked. We're real excited to hear about it.
Yeah, the Uncorked is an art show and party that's kind of the beginning of the Cattlemen's Convention, the Osage County Cattlemen's Convention. Starts Thursday, June 14th. Art show starts at 5 p.m., and then we have dinner at 7, dancing to follow. It'll be this year at the Pioneer Worman Mercantile Event Center here in Pawhuska at 546 Kaihika. Tickets in advance are 40, and there are 50 at the door. We started this about 9 years ago to welcome the folks back to the Osage County Cattlemen's Convention that has been going on here in the Osage for many, many years. And they had several years ago, they had an art show, and we were trying to get back to that to bring artists into Pawhuska for that show and just have a good time, welcome those folks back to town for the great weekend.
And Pawhuska is sort of becoming Northeast Oklahoma's art capital.
We've got a lot of artists around here. We've had a lot of artists for a long time, but it's amazing that when you start something like this Uncorked, how many people are out there that we've got people that do silver, they're spur makers, they're buckle makers. We have artists that are, you know, do pencil and paint. And I mean, it's Native American and Western art. There's a lot of talent around here.
So what kind of dinner are you guys serving?
I'm sorry?
What is the dinner that you're serving Saturday? Thursday.
Well, the Uncorked is a party that we just started. I mean, it 9 years ago. And it's a great party.
It really sounds like it's great.
Yeah.
And the name Uncorked, that implies maybe some wine?
Well, there is some wine there. Yes. We have wine and food That's really how it kind of got started. A few years ago, we had a winery that came in, and we had wine tasting, and that's kind of where we got the name Uncorked. Was when we started doing that, and we just kept it. So we have, you know, we still serve wine and beer, and this year we'll have an open bar, and it's going to be a lot of fun, Mike, especially in the new event center.
Mike, what's on the menu?
Oh my goodness, there'll be tenderloin and all the trimmings that go with it. Curtis and the gang at the event center are putting all that stuff together, and so you know it's going to be great coming out of the Mercantile.
Absolutely. I was talking with the folks from the Price Tower yesterday, and they were commenting they had several visitors recently from Great Britain. They may have mentioned a town, but I don't remember. But they said two things that were on their bucket list, the Price Tower and the Mercantile.
Right. Isn't that great? That's wonderful. That is. That's for sure. We see people from all over the country. And actually all over the world, as you just said.
They said they watch the Pioneer Woman every day in Great Britain.
It's fun to sit on the street and visit with people and see just where all they come from and how excited they are to be in your community. That's a great feeling for people to love your community, as we found out, over the past year and a half.
I have a German sister-in-law who traveled here, not to see me, but I think to go to the Mercantile, and she was pretty excited.
And I tell you, when they see Ladd or Ree, it even makes it 10 times better for them. It's just exciting to listen to them tell their story about seeing one of them drive by or one of them get out of their car, and they weren't really expecting it, and so they were really excited, and they love to talk about it.
That is fantastic. So. Yes. One more time, Uncorked is next Thursday.
Uncorked.
Oh, yep. Okay. Well, I think we're. Okay.
It opens at 5, and dinner will be at 7. And you can get your tickets at the Pawhuska Chamber of Commerce. It's $40 in advance, or $50 at the door. And it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be at the Pioneer Woman Mercantile Event Center. That's a mouthful.
It is.
546 Kaihika. In Pawhuska.
Well, we're excited about the event, and really we're excited about the Cattleman's Weekend.
Yes,
Dungeness Family of Autos is going to be participating this year, and we're real excited about doing the ranch tour. And,
yes.
Yeah.
KPGM. A lot of people come home for that. It's been an annual event for families for several generations.
KPGM has broadcast for the ranch tour, I think, at least the last 10 years, and I know we've been broadcasting from the Ben Johnson longer than that, so we'll be out there again.
Awesome. That's
very
great.
Very exciting.
Nice to visit with you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike McCartney with us this morning on Dungeness Family of Autos Car Talk, but wait, there's more.
There is more. Before we get to our next guest, Kelly.
Yes.
I have to give a shout-out to our newest little Dungeness family entity,
yes.
The Dungeness Truck Ranch.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a few months old.
Corner of Highway 75 and Price Road. If you are looking for a truck, a pre-owned vehicle, pre-owned truck, Albert Mullins is the guy to see. Albert's our head truck rancher, I guess you would say, ranch manager.
There you go.
And he stocks a pretty wide variety of trucks that are ready to go to work or ready to play in. All kinds of models, all kinds of price ranges. And you can reach Albert 918-333-1234 or drop by and see him at the Dungeness Truck Ranch at the corner of Price Road and Highway 75.
So go see Albert.
Please.
Yeah.
And go see OK Music.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, we have a huge event coming up this weekend, and
it's longer than that, but I know which one you're talking about.
Well, it starts this weekend, but so
it works. Shnikes. Just get a little bit of electrical atmospheric sound in the headset.
I'll tell you what,
I'm going to switch a couple of things so that doesn't bother you anymore.
There we go.
Okay.
I thought lightning struck Charlie there for a second. So this morning we have Cassie and Ashley in from OKM, and good morning.
Yeah. Thanks for having us today.
And we're good.
So
OK Music starts this weekend, and are you guys, I think the main question is, are you ready?
We are. We're so excited to have everybody come out and to do a first-time concert at Silver Lake.
I just want to make sure that Mike's okay, we're good.
Pam has been wonderful. She's worked really well with us, and we're really excited to help her expose Silver Lake to the community. It's a beautiful piece of property, and it's going to be a great concert. We have Parker McCollum, Lucas Hogue, and Brent Giddens coming out, and I think it's going to be an overall fun, family-friendly evening.
So where exactly is Silver Lake? Where?
If you're coming in from Tulsa, if you turn down where the Mosaic Lodge used to be, it is on Price Road on your left. If you're coming in from Bartlesville, if you're on Silver Lake Road, it is exactly a mile and a half south on that road on your right.
And that first show, that's Saturday night?
It is the first show, Saturday, June 9th.
About four o'clock, okay.
And everybody should bring their sunscreen, bug spray, lawn chairs.
Yes. And you can buy tickets online, and there's a map as well. So if you have any questions about how to find us on Saturday. And Charlie, I see your shirt, this Air Force.
Yeah.
So the fun thing about Saturday is not only does it benefit OKM Music, but it benefits Tulsa's Coffee Bunker, which is a veterans organization. Helps reintegrate our service members back to civilian life, getting them jobs and just access to education and healthcare.
That's a fantastic organization.
Yeah. It is. We're excited to work with them.
So, in addition to Saturday's event, what is the most exciting thing on the lineup for you? What is the event that you two are looking for the most?
I am looking forward to WindSync. That is a wind quintet, which to me is something I have never seen before. So I'm excited to see that. They memorize all of their pieces, and so they don't have any music stands or anything. They just stand up there and play everything from memory, and I think that's just phenomenal.
And that happens Wednesday, June 13th?
Yes.
At Ambler Hall?
At Ambler Hall.
Well, that's exciting. That's a 7 p.m. concert. What else is on the agenda?
Well, I think I'm looking forward to the Planetarium concert in Tulsa. It's kind of it's a tie between that and seeing Katie Mahan here in Bartlesville and Ambler Hall. Both are evening concerts, Tuesday and then Thursday. So,
tell us.
The Planetarium, they'll do a little show during the Miro Quartet performance. And if you arrive around 6, about an hour before the show, you get hors d'oeuvres and champagne, wine, and beer. So in the lobby there of the Planetarium.
And the Planetarium is just
adjacent to the Tulsa Air and Space Museum.
Just next to the Tulsa Air and Space Museum, just south of the... south of the Tulsa Zoo or north of the North Runway.
Yeah, it's not a bad drive from Bartlesville, so I hope to see everyone there.
And that should be really exciting. So there'll be a planetarium show during the performance?
Yeah, it's a special show that they've kind of put together for this performance.
That is really outstanding.
Yeah, we're excited to partner with Tulsa, too.
Is this the first time that you've partnered with Tulsa?
I'm going to ask. I'm only here for a year, so I'm
yes.
Gonna, I'm
this
gonna
is the first time that we have a partner with Tulsa. We're really trying to embrace the OKM Music part of it and branch out to more of Oklahoma and just get a wider audience and get more people involved to enjoy the music.
Yeah, we're trying to show the even just our community as well that we're an arts organization serving Northeast Oklahoma and then broader Oklahoma.
Been a few years. They have played some concerts in Oklahoma City, but not recently. So.
Yes. Oh, that makes sense. So, and then Friday, you're out at Wooler Rock.
Yes, our beloved 15th. Wooler Rock concert. We're excited to have TSO play, and they're going to be playing some old Western classics that everyone probably grew up with, like The Magnificent Seven, Dances with Wolves, and of course, Oklahoma, just some good old classic Western music.
And lots of fun stuff to do for the kids, like we had last year. It's going to be a real good family-friendly event.
So
we'll have some golf carts that's kind of new this year, trying to help people get up and down that hill, try to avoid those stairs.
a bit of a hill.
Selling water, and we've got three vendors here in town providing food, but you can always bring your picnic.
Oh, that's fantastic. So food trucks or food tents?
Yeah, so Shorty's, Price's Meat Market, and DJ Southern Snow.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I love the food trucks.
Yeah,
we do too.
So, and that's all Friday, June 15th.
That's correct, yeah.
That's going to start. What's a good time to get out there?
The gates open at 5, yeah. But the concert starts around 7.
Yeah, we'll have some pre-concert entertainment, Delaware dancers and CMT, I believe.
Yes, we're going to have some CMT performances.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So,
Delaware dancers in the past have really gotten the audience involved in a little more.
So yeah, last year was fun.
I'm willing to get up and dance. So if somebody is interested in learning more about OKM or getting tickets, where do we go?
You can go to okmmusic.org, or you can always give us a call at our office.
Or stop by.
Talk to us in person.
That's great. So how many years? What is...
We're celebrating 34 this year.
That's pretty amazing. This is, again, something that draws people in, not just from around the country, but really has international prestige right here in our own little burg.
It does. We've had Vienna, or it's Salzburg, called us Bartelsville, the sister city. So back in the 80s. So that's very exciting.
That is pretty cool.
And we like to carry on this legacy with our classical chamber music and our symphony at Woolly Rock.
Oh, very excited about it. And Dunge's Family of Autos is very excited to participate. And wow, what a great thing. There is always something to do here in Bartelsville.
There is. And we thank you guys for your support. So after everybody gets their oil changed, tires rotated, and windshield wipers changed out, they can head out to our festival.
That's right. Go to the festival on a fresh tank of oil.
Yes.
So, well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck this weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Charlie, we probably should talk just a little bit about some of the specials that are going on at Dunge's right now. We just got in a whole new set of incentives, both from Ford and Toyota.
Okay, those change typically on a monthly basis, we're early in the month. So
they do. Yeah. You know, one of the nice things about the incentives changing is it's job security for me. So
keeping track of the incentives,
yeah,
you mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there are some fantastic deals on Ford cars right now. In fact, if you are looking for an entry-level vehicle, something maybe for a recent graduate or somebody going off to college in the fall,
okay,
the 2018 Ford Fiesta, there's a $3,000 cash incentive on those vehicles. And, Charlie, we have a Ford Fiesta that you can drive off that's under $13,000.
Ford Fiesta was my son's first car that he got after graduating high school, so they worked well for that.
It's a fantastic first car. It's a fantastic utility car if you just need something to occasionally putter around in town.
Yep. And they were mentioning supporting veterans with OKM, and I believe Ford has right now, I've seen it on the national advertising anyway, I believe an extra $1,000 for active duty military and first responders, I believe.
That is right. Yeah. Right now, Ford, through July 9th, is offering $1,000 appreciation cash for veterans, active and retired military, and first responders. So if you are fireman, policeman, dispatcher, anybody who...
Pull out my retired Air Force ID card and cash it in.
I think you could. These are the people that we rely on as a nation. So I think giving them a little bit off of a vehicle is the least that we can do.
Well, I'm not going there. No. I was going to say never let it be said you didn't do the least you could do, but that's, that sounds odd, so I'm not going to say that.
So in addition to... The fantastic deals on a couple of Ford cars.
Yeah.
Right now, there are some super deals on Ford F-150s, and we sell a couple of F-150s.
This is truck country.
It really is truck country. So right now, Ford is offering $1,000 loyalty cash on
2018 Ford F-150 XLT and XL models.
Okay.
So that means that if you are driving a Ford, you don't have to trade it in. You just have to come in and say, I'm driving a Ford, and we'll take another $1,000 off of the Dunge's discounted price of a new Ford F-150 XLT or XL.
Okay. So what a great buy.
Oh, it really is. And, you know, with the owner loyalty, right now on an XLT, you can take as much as $6,250 off with cash incentives and the loyalty program.
$6,250. That's going to lower the price significantly. What's your
It really is. You know, I just saw a chart that we are at incentive max. This is there have never been more incentives on vehicles in the history of vehicle sales.
I can hear that with a big loud voice and echo in the background. Incentive max.
Incentive max. So, and then not only on the F-150s, we have great deals on the Super Duties right now. On the 17 model XLTs, Ford is offering $4,250 cash incentive on top of the Dunge's discounts.
Okay.
And on the 2018 model year Super Duties, Ford is giving us $1,500 retail cash on top of our Dunge's discounts. So, fantastic time to buy an F-150.
Yeah. And then there are all kinds of affinity programs, that if you are a member of, for instance, the American Quarter Horse Association or some of those other programs that are set up on a national level with Ford or the other manufacturers, that would be bonus dollars.
We have a list that is as long as my arm of the different affinity programs that Ford offers. A couple of them include the Farm Bureau. If you're a member of the Farm Bureau, there's a $500 open bonus.
Okay.
And the one that I always kind of get a chuckle out of is if you're a Dallas Cowboys season ticket holder or a member of one of their 200 participating sponsor companies, $1,000 Dallas Cowboy offer.
Okay, and of course we'll start the Dallas Cowboys broadcasts again here in September on AM 1400. If you're a listener, it may not count, but why not? We'll support the Cowboys.
I think you actually somehow have to prove that you're a season ticket holder, but
we'll work it out.
We'll try. You know, come in and tell us you're a listener. We'll work with
okay.
you. Okay. So, and it's not only the Fords that we're excited about. We've got some great deals on Toyotas. You know, one of the things that we talk about from time to time, Charlie, is the leases on Toyotas.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Camry, you can get a 36-month lease on a Toyota, brand-new 2018 Toyota Camry. Fantastic ride. $229 a month for 36 months.
That's a great, yeah.
One of the advantages of leasing, and we've talked about this a couple of times, one of the advantages of leasing is it gets you in and out of a vehicle in 36 months, and you're going to be keeping up with the rapidly changing vehicle technology.
You will be.
I can tell you right now, you know, Toyota Safety Sense is at the height of what can be done in terms of adding safety features to a vehicle, auto braking, auto light dimming, the adaptive cruise control, and my favorite, the blind spot detection, which I think has saved people around me many a nick and ding.
Or worse.
Or worse. But 3 years from now, mm-hmm. the advances are going to be fantastic. So we're always keeping an eye on what's coming out. And, you know, a 36-month lease gives you the opportunity to drive one of the most advanced vehicles on the road.
So you
then step up to the next one.
So then you can, let's say, build your own Toyota, so to speak, online, and then check out finance pricing by all just starting it off at DungeonsChoice.com.
You know, Charlie, we have something that we call Fast Track on the DungeonsToyota.com website that allows you to go in, select your vehicle, mm-hmm. Arrange your financing, appraise your trade if you have a trade, and virtually get to a point where you're in and out of the dealership in minutes, not hours.
Start it off with, we will buy your car, and do it all on DungeonsChoice.com. We'll do it again next week, okay?
That sounds great, Charlie. Thanks for having us in.
That's Car Talk. Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.